Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentwin. It's the 1st of October. I think I missed a couple of days doing booze. But yeah, I don't know, it was just a bit busy, or I didn't get around to it, or I can't remember even. Anyway, so now I'm walking home on a beautiful October morning. What have I got to do? Day off work, I think, today. And a bit more governor stuff to sort out as well. I went on another course last night, which was quite interesting. But the thing about courses is, you can't just go on a course. You then always have something where you think, I need to pass this on. So you then end up having to send more emails and sort of go through and digest what's important. And tell everyone else, or see what sort of needs to be, what the school needs to pick up on. And otherwise, plastic bag charge coming into force soon, 5th of October, I think. So I was a bit surprised. So we use Ocado for the groceries. Interestingly, they've got this new, they've done this before, that they take back your plastic bags, which was nice. Plus, they then also take back everybody else's plastic bags, so that's great. But now they said that they're going to charge 5p per plastic bag. Oh, okay, gulp. But their idea is that if you give them the bags back, they then refund you that. Which is a shame, because I use those bags as bin bags. Don't have to buy any. But and they said that they're going to take, I had a chat with the guy how this works. But yeah, basically you have to tell them how many bags you give them back, and you can give them any plastic bags. And they take them and they recycle them. He said, that's quite funny, because he actually said he used to work for a company that made plastic bags, so you had to go in a factory and find out how it's done. So they just they melt them all down, and then they make pellets out of them, and they get then obviously pressed into more plastic bags or other things, and that's how they come to their recycled plastic bags. And you can, because normally you can't return them to a shop. You just take your plastic bag home, and then that's it. You've paid 5p for it, or you have to remember to take a bag along if you know you're going shopping, or get one of those. My kids got me one of those for Mother's Day or something like that. You can get those ones, fabric ones, that sort of fold in on themselves, and then you can just have one in your handbag or on your person, whatever, and then use it when you need it. I'm going to have to remember wallet, bag, so I don't have to pay out the 5p. It's going to be a bit strange. Normally it would have been a one-way thing and just paying for a plastic bag. So Ocado said they're going to take them all back and they're going to recycle them, which is even better, which makes it more like a deposit scheme. Obviously it works for them, because if you want to have your money back for all the plastic bags, and you know they are sometimes rather generous about how many bags they use, then you've got to shop with them again. So I thought, that's not a bad system for them. it's fairly closer to the deposit scheme that is operated in countries like Germany, where they the green dot, which is always a bit of a source of merriment, because whatever the symbol is printed on, it's not always green, but it's called the green dot anyway, where they recycle stuff. And they've got this deposit scheme where, you know, for cans and bottles, you just pay a deposit and then you're meant to take them back and you get your money back, which we found out doesn't always work, because especially at airports, my mum said, oh, write to the Consumer Association, because I said that's a bit of a scam, because they have to by law charge you the deposit at an airport, but obviously you're not going to get your money back, because you're not going to return there to give them the bottles back, so they've effectively have a profit out of that. And I even tried in Frankfurt, because we spent so long there, we spent a whole day there, I even tried to return the bottles that we'd already finished, but it was a different shop, and she said, oh, if I haven't sold you those, I can't take them back, because otherwise I'm going to be minus in the till at the end of the day, which I thought was really weird. Also, of course, because how many people are not going to give her the bottle back as they're flying off? So I couldn't actually. I would have had to go back to the same shop. I didn't try that. We ran out of time eventually. So, yeah. So I think if you stay where you are... Oh, blimey. It's a couple of planes that are quite close together. But flying in parallel, so... that's all right. But most of the time I think it works, but I think there's sort of these loopholes where shops will take advantage. I do wonder where all this money goes from this 5p levy. Is it a levy or a charge? I never know. Anyway, off I pop to my day of work, etc. And hopefully I'll speak to you again soon. But yeah, it's October, and we've got already the perfect October weather. Sunshine and the trees are turning interesting colours. Yay, not the ones in the garden yet, but we have seen some beautiful trees out. So, yes. Anyway, have a good end of the week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.